Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
Sound effects were awesome.
Did you like my sound effects?
I did. I thought that was pretty spot on. Good job doing your impersonation of Anakin.
Spoiler alert.
This is Brewers 360.
And streaming live on YouTube. Search 620 WTMJ on YouTube. Subscribe today to see us on the radio, including Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering with us 27 hours out, 28 hours out from opening day's first pitch.
Can't come soon enough.
We are ready to go, guys. Bells and whistles are ready to go for tomorrow. Being at the ballpark the last couple of days and seeing the bunting, not, you know, base hit bunting, but the bunting that is over the fourth row and the fourth deck and the second deck, you know it's baseball season.
Speaking of that, you know, we heard some of the highlights because you guys were on ESPN Milwaukee the last couple of days, and we heard a home run call that sounded like there was a foghorn that was played. Is that right? Did you notice that?
I was on the air on Monday. I'm trying to remember whether or not I heard a foghorn on Monday, because the Brewers had a couple of homers. I don't remember a foghorn. I know they have like steam machines in center field now that they fired off.
Okay. Greg Pancake Hill, producer of the program, says he's got it. All right, go ahead. Fire, Pancake.
Hit to right on a line. It is up and gone for William Contreras. That ball was scalded out of here. It's a solo home run, the third
of the spring. That's me.
Yeah,
that's me. How did I miss that?
Well, it's something new. That's all right.
I guess it's not a thing then.
I like the foghorn. I'm a big fan of that. I like that.
I'll take some sort of reaction. Some places fire off a cannon or various other things. When we're here at home, we get the fireworks.
The fireworks, that, right. So
that's fine. I wanted to ask about the trade level. Just a little business before we have a little bit more fun with you. Brewers acquire right-handed pitcher, reliever. Jake Woodford is his name. Is this a big deal? Seems like he's one of these Brewers reclamation projects, right? Like he had a couple of tough seasons, but before that showed some real promise.
Yeah, I mean, the Brewers have seen a lot of him as a member of the St. Louis Cardinals. He's a former first-round pick. So I think he's one of those guys that you get him into the Brewers pitching lab and you get him into that system and see what he can do. I have a feeling that, you know, the Brewers have a way of finding these players and making them the best that they can possibly be. He is a very valuable arm who could give you some distance out of the bullpen. He can also start a couple of games for you, very versatile arm. Again, he's not a first round pick by accident. So I think it's a big move. You will be hearing me say he's on reserve because it's Woodford reserve. He'd be my guest.
Okay, I see what you did there.
I know. I've used that one before, but now you'll hear it a little bit more that he is a Brewer.
All right, Jeff. So as you know, we are in love with your encyclopedic knowledge of all things Brewers baseball games. We'll play a highlight from some random game, and you'll be able to, like, reconstruct the inning for us. So we're leaning into it today. In honor of opening day, I pulled a home opener call. I pulled one highlight here. Now I'm going to play it, and then I have a series of questions. So don't answer right away. Don't. If you know it, hold on, because we're going to do a little bit of Q&A afterward, but I'm going to play you one highlight and see if we can get you to remember what's happening here. All right, here we go.
Here he comes again. Look out, and Colton Wong just got drilled, and he got hit good. That one got him on the hand, I believe, and he's going to be looked at. Craig Counsell's out there. Those kind where that one hit him, Dave Yeager is checking it. It's the fingers. It's not so much the hand, the back of the hand, but it got him on the fingers.
All right, so that's the highlight. That was Colton Wong, by the way. Got hit there.
Okay.
All right, one-word answer, please. Did the Brewers win this game?
Yes.
Do you recall the inning and or the score at this moment when Wong got hit?
You can't. There's no way.
No chance. No chance.
Okay. Nope. Man, if you
no way. No way. So when okay, there were a couple of clues on when this was. In my tenure, there have not been a lot of home season openers.
Mm-hmm.
We've opened up on the road a lot. But when you gave me Colton Wong, you at least gave me the year.
Okay.
Also, hearing Uke's voice tugged on the heartstrings again. But Craig Council's still the manager, and then Dave Yeager, who's the trainer. So I kind of have an idea of when it was.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you the score.
I'm going to give you the score in the inning. The score was 5-2. The Brewers were down. The inning was the ninth. And up next was Keston Hira.
And the pitch. Swing and a bouncer. This one back to the mound, and they're going to go to second, and it's going to be safe there. Now, why Colomé went to second?
All right, so safe at second. Now there's two men on. Up next is Christian Yelich. Do you have any memory of what Christian Yelich may have done? I'm just messing with you though.
No, I got no idea. I'm hoping he hit a three-run homer. I'm pretty sure if that's a season opener, the Brewers end up winning that game in a crazy way. But I don't know how they got there.
All right. Well, it was Travis Shaw a couple of batters later.
Here's the pitch. Travis.
So that tied the game. It didn't end the game, though. I'll give you one more. Do you know how the game ended?
It was a walk-off fielder's choice, I want to say, hit by Orlando Arcia.
Pitch to Arcia. Swing and a tapper. Hit over the mound. Here comes Kane to the plate. Slides. He's in. The Brewers win it on opening day on an infield hit by Orlando Arcia.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good memory. I am impressed.
Man, I don't even remember Colton Wong, much less what he did or what happened.
Well done.
I remember how that game ended, but I have no idea I did not remember how it got to that point. And that was Travis Shaw's second tour of duty with the Brewers as well.
That's right.
That was not his first tenure.
That's right.
Second tour.
Oh, can't wait. Cannot wait.
Do you
for
remember
this
what shoes you were wearing that day, Jeff?
They probably had some dog poop on them. I'm not sure.
Remember which shoe you tied first? Was it the left or the right?
Hey, we are going to get you tomorrow. We got you early tomorrow morning before opening day, so we'll get one more shot to chat before the big season kicks off.
Yeah, looking forward to it, guys. We'll chat about 24 hours from now.
Awesome. All thanks, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it. See you guys.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering live with us this morning.